5-star carpentry, that's nothing.
Oh, hi, James. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. I was actually following up regarding the account and the past due payment. I know last week we spoke, you said you were going to update it on the dashboard, but I saw it wasn't taken care of yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You'll go on and do it right now?
No, I can just do it over the phone.
Oh, okay. So let me go into the billing. And for the new card, it's still the same billing address on Lake Elmo Drive?
No.
Okay. What's the billing address then?
It's going to be 2334.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hyacinth, Hyacinth.
Okay.
Drive, 59105, Billings, Montana.
591. Okay, perfect. Same city, state, and zip. Okay, and then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
The 4180.
Okay.
3500.
Okay.
0047.
Got it.
9777.
Okay, and expiration?
January 2028.
And the code?
861.
Okay. So let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me. We'll make sure everything. Okay. That one worked. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that and have a really great rest of your evening too.
I had a couple questions actually.
Yes, please.
I think recently I seen like a slowdown in, activity on like, marketing on like Facebook, I have a drastic drop in like calls and leads.
Okay.
I was just wondering if there's anything you guys could see any or why.
Let me take
or,
a look here. One second.
A lot of it's
when
just coming
from
like
people. When you say recently, how recent?
I'd say probably the last 2 months or so.
Okay, so it probably wasn't related to the payment then, because. Sometimes, you know, when the account goes into suspension, it affects it a little bit because there's nobody updating the account during that interim. But for you, it might have been something else. So let me take a look here. Don't see anything that's notated that anything has changed or that there's any problems on the account. I'm going to ask the verification department real quick. They'll usually respond to me while I'm on the phone, so I'll probably hear back from them within 90 seconds or 2 minutes, but I'll ask them if they can look at your account and just see if there's any revisions or any changes that need to make place.
Okay.
1 second here. Let me just send them a message.
I'd say in the last 60, 70 days, I've gotten maybe 2 calls, and both of them were for employment.
Oh, no.
I noticed,
I'm sorry to hear that.
On the Facebook advertising, I've been brought up by a couple of people just locally, family members and stuff, but noticed that I don't have much advertising going on Facebook anymore. So.
Program that you have, James, it includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So each month when you pay us $249, we take that $100 off the top and we send it directly to Facebook. So there's two things that you could do to make that budget stretch farther if you wanted to, because it could be the last time this paid prior to just right now was back in November 20th, right? So let's say that you had your ads running on Facebook November 20th when you paid and you had that $100 budget, and maybe the budget ran out by like the 30th, you know, so then that would affect you, because that means the Facebook, you still have the Facebook and we can still go on there and make posts, but the budget runs out, so we don't run the ads. So what I always recommend is, if you have it set to a radius now, you could always kind of condense that a little bit, and rather being a radius, focus on maybe 5 to 7 solid areas where you know you want to take on work. Because what happens with the Facebook ads is, you know, every day they start running, and then once people start clicking on them, money's taking out of the budget. So you could be having those ads clicked on from, you know, places that you probably don't want to service or that are undesirable to you, you know. So that's one way that you could get the ads to stretch a little bit further. If you had the Facebook ads and the whole time you're not thinking that they, you know, did too much impact on you, you also have the option of removing them, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. So sometimes people will do that because, you know, most people will hire off of Google. The Facebook ads are definitely beneficial for the first several months just to kind of jumpstart your profile and get you some results a little bit quicker. But you're at the point where if you ever wanted to remove them, it probably wouldn't affect you that dramatically. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, yeah. I also pay for a lot of Facebook advertising on the side. So.
Oh, you do it yourself too? Wow, so you do a lot of Facebook ads. Okay.
Yeah, probably. With the $100 they pay you guys, probably another 100 or so. So probably over $200 a month on Facebook advertising.
And how, overall, how does the $200 pan out as far as, you know, conversion?
During the summer, it works great. I mean, honestly, when it's working, I mean, it's something like we're so busy that the last thing we think about is really advertising or trying to grow more. Really, it sounds funny, but when you're getting business, last thing you think about is like where the business is coming from, you know? So, obviously when it slows down, then I kind of resource back to, oh, I'm paying these guys to get the business or see how we could improve on capturing more customers. So honestly, during the summer, like I said, I don't really change my advertising much. If it's working, it's working. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
During the summer, we killed it all summer. Had no time off, so I did not mess with advertising. I didn't change it. I just noticed, and I know, obviously, it's snow season, so it goes down a little bit, but I was just wondering, I mean, I think I've been with you guys about a year, so definitely been the slowest the last 70 days or so. So
wow.
I was wondering if I could.
James, he's in the verification. He confirmed that your Google business page is still verified. However, he's going to go in and do some, you know, poking around and see if there's any updates needed. Also, I'm going to ramp up your posts. Right now, we're doing posts for you once per week. I'm going to ramp those up to twice per week. That will make you more relevant to Google and should get you some results a little bit quicker. One thing you can do on your end is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews here and there. So you're already doing excellent in that department. But, you know, if you start, you know, getting, you know, some more reviews, because you haven't had a fresh one posted since May. So let's say that there's somebody right up there next to you that has a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them, and then you have this older review from May. That could be affecting you too, you know. So I'll send you the review generator email, and it will help you with that. It'll help you get some more 5-star reviews, you know, some fresh ones here and there. And it's pretty easy to
use. And that will have the review link?
Yep, it's already hyperlinked to your Google page. Mm-hmm. And that's why people like it, because you're in control of it, and you can send it to some of your past and present clients, and then all they have to do is click on the button, and it takes them directly to that page.
Sweet.
He also said that he would recommend that you send us more photos. It says that it doesn't look like we had new photos to upload in quite a few months. So if you ever have, you know, a brand new before and after or a project that you're proud of or anything like that, you could send those to us as often as you like, because all of the updates as far as pictures and logos and all that, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
Where should I get those sent to?
There's two ways. I recommend doing it on the dashboard. That's the fastest way to get it to the technicians. So when you log on the dashboard, there's going to be a button where it says home, leads, website, listings. There's those tabs at the top. The very last tab says business info. So do you want me to send you the login for the dashboard again just so you have it?
Yeah, for sure. I'll take a look at it tonight.
I'll send it to you. Login.
If I get an update from it.
Mm-hmm. And then let's say tonight comes and goes and you don't have time to go on the dashboard, then just simplify it and send those photos to photos@localsplash.com. I'll just text that to you. So that'll be the backup plan.
Okay.
So once you send it to photos@localsplash.com, then we can forward it to the technicians for you as well, okay?
Sweet, easy enough.
Yep. So I just sent that email to you just so you have it, because I don't expect you to remember that. So plan A is try to get on the dashboard tonight and look for the business info tab. That's the best way to do it. But if for some reason, you know, you don't get on, then feel free to just send them to that email, okay?
Will do. Sweet.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you. Do you have any other questions at this point?
No, not any now, but thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah, if you ever do, just feel free to reach out to us. And in the meantime, have a happy new year too, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, James. Okay, bye-bye.